In this bulletin, a dying man in Queensland still doesn't know when he'll be allowed to see his children. Israel normalises relations with another Arab country. And in cricket, Australia beats England. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Sunila Wasti. A dying man in Queensland still does not know when he will be visited by his children due to the state's tough coronavirus border policies. 39-year-old Mark Keane is in hospital with terminal brain cancer. Queensland health officials have relented and agreed to let all four of his children cross the border from New South Wales to visit him. A public fundraising drive to pay for the children's mandatory quarantine has raised more than $230,000. But negotiations continue over how the visits will take place. At the moment, they will be supervised visits in full personal protective equipment, and the children will not be allowed any physical contact with their father. Emergency services are urging more Australians to learn life-saving techniques as World First Aid Day is marked today. Australia has one of the lowest rates of first aid training in the world. Less than 5% of Australians are equipped to handle an emergency situation, according to a Red Cross study in 2017. St John Ambulance New South Wales says the coronavirus pandemic means there has never been a more important time to learn first aid. The organisation says more than 30,000 people each year in Australia experience an out-of-hospital cardiac arrest with a survival rate of less than 9%. Proper first aid techniques increase survival rates by up to 70%. Bahrain will join the United Arab Emirates in normalising relations with Israel. US President Donald Trump has announced the move after speaking with both the King of Bahrain and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Bahrain will also be present this Tuesday when the United Arab Emirates' relationship with Israel is formalised in a ceremony at the White House. Bahraini Foreign Minister Abdul Latif Al-Zayani and Mr. Netanyahu will sign a declaration of peace at the event. Mr. Netanyahu says Israel's normalisation of its relationship with another Arab country represents an expansion of peace.
It took us a full 26 years from Israel's second peace agreement with an Arab state to the third peace agreement. And now it's taken us only 29 days from the third peace agreement to the fourth. What a change. I want to express my appreciation to His Majesty, the King of Bahrain, for joining the Circle of Peace, and my appreciation for Crown Prince Mohammed bin Zayed from the United Arab Emirates for working with Israel and the United States to expand the Circle of Peace.
The United States, Bahrain and Israel say they will continue their efforts to achieve a just, comprehensive and enduring resolution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. People in the United States have paused to commemorate the 19th anniversary of the September 11 terrorist attacks. Nearly 3,000 people died in the attacks on New York, the Pentagon buildings in Washington, and Shanksville in the state of Pennsylvania, where the hijacked Flight 93 crashed in a field after passengers fought back against the hijackers. U.S. President Donald Trump has visited Shanksville. He says the people of the United States must carry forward the legacy of those who died on September the 11th, 2001.
Our sacred task, our righteous duty, and our solemn pledge is to carry forward the noble legacy of the brave souls who gave their lives for us 19 years ago. In their memory, we resolve to stand united as one American nation, to defend our freedoms, to uphold our values, to love our neighbors, to cherish our country, to care for our communities, to honor our heroes, and to never, ever forget.
Mr. Trump's opponent in this November's presidential election, Joe Biden, will also visit Shanksville after he attended the annual commemoration at the site of the attacks in New York, known as Ground Zero. In cricket, Australia has beaten England by 19 runs in Manchester in the first match of their three-game one-day international series. Australia made 9 for 294 batting first. In reply, England could only manage 275. Sam Billings scored 118 for England, his first century in international cricket. Josh Hazlewood starred for Australia, taking 3 for 26 to win the Player of the Match award. Speaking to Fox Sports, Australian captain Aaron Finch has also praised the contributions of Glenn Maxwell and Mitchell Marsh, who put on 126 runs together when the Australian innings looked to be in trouble.
It was a great partnership. I thought they paced it really well. They timed when to attack, when to soak up some pressure really well, and played two really smart, mature innings. I'm really happy for them too to get some runs.
Steve Smith missed the match for Australia as a precaution after he was hit in the head at training the day before the game. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth sunny and a top of 21 degrees. Adelaide rain at times and a top of 20 degrees. Melbourne rain and 17. Hobart rain easing and 13. Canberra early fog, then partly cloudy and 18. Wollongong mostly sunny and 21. Sydney mostly sunny and 22. Newcastle early fog, then mostly sunny and 22. Brisbane cloudy and 20. Cairns partly cloudy and 28. And Darwin sunny and a top of 34 degrees. I'm Sunil Awasthi. This is SBS News.